So how's the defense looking thus far? You
know, looks good.
Shaping up and coming together.
I think it looks good. I think you know, the biggest thing has been the new CBA. We don't have as many practices early on, so we just got to take our reps in terms of jog throughs and getting everybody reps to perfect things. But as far as getting all the pieces together, so far I've seen some good things.
You've been here for a few years, so you kind of you know the defense. But for some of the younger guys, do you think the less practices hurt a bit? You know that you don't have that much time to learn. You kind of got to.
In terms of just getting in football shape, that's where it kind of hinders you a little bit. But we do a lot of things in the classroom. We do a lot of things like just jogging through that we're, you know, we're still allowed to do a lot in terms of getting your mental preparation ready. It's just, you know, it's not the old grind where you just went out there and just beat up on each other and make sure everybody was ready to go. So from that standpoint, I think the preseason games will be a lot more important. But in terms of everybody knowing what to do, we're fine.
Are you still taking any linebacker reps at all, or are you just kind of keeping that in the back of your mind just in case?
Nah. I mean, it's always there, but this linebacker group right now, I mean, they've got it all taken care of. I mean, they can rush, they can cover, they can do it all. So I think it's easy for me to just go out there and focus on rushing the passer.
Matthias, considering the roster overturn that's been here the last few years, and especially this year, how much of an extra leadership role do you have to take to indicate to the newcomers what the Giant Way is about?
I think, just being in these halls for a long time, you kind of, you know, get the air, get the sense, and everybody that comes in, the longer they stay, the more that they understand it. So having a lot of new guys around here, there is an increased role that I have to play in terms of just letting people know about the history. It's not just a mystique thing from the outside. It's a true way that we approach the game, that we approach life. And so myself and a lot of other guys who have been here, you know, kind of just taking the lead on just you know, just going out there and showing people how to work. But the majority of the guys that we brought in here, I'd say like 99%, I mean, they're workers. You know, they understand how to play the game. They did a good job, you know, bringing in pieces, but bringing in good quality guys also.
But guys, you're not the last man standing. But you're close.
No.
Right?
But you know, that's in the past. Right now, we're gonna look forward because, I'm not the last one standing here. But I mean, there's still guys around the league who were here for both of those ones. So, there's guys who have played and who are continuing to play. So it's not the. It's not the end of the line for me or for any of us.
No, but you got Eli, you, Zach, you know, there's not a lot of guys who've been it's got to be a good feeling and also an unusual feeling.
It's obviously a little bittersweet. I mean, those were great times that we had that we shared with a lot of great players, but, the positive thing is that we're still here. We still have another chance to go and to do it here in New York, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Can you appreciate what, obviously you went through something similar, what David Wilson's been able to do, I guess, get back? And, you know, because, like, you know, that's a very scary procedure to have done.
Yeah, no, it's tough, and you can see it when he's on the field. Like, he's hungry. He wants to get back out there, and he's prepared to give it his all. And I remember being in that same position where all you want to do, you know, you're sitting in this weight room right here watching everybody practice, and all you want to do is be able to get out there on the field. So when you finally get that chance, I mean, he's going full speed every single rep. He's listening, he's attentive, he's doing everything that he has to do to get back in there. There's no doubt in my mind he'll be the same player he was before, though.
You know, what's it like, what's it like before you get to that first hit, though? He hasn't done that yet. What goes through your head when you're in that kind of situation?
I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, I think any player will tell you the same thing. When you're coming back from an injury, no matter where it is on your body, you tend to favor it. You don't know how it's going to react. You're not sure exactly. You can say all the right things and do all the right things, but until you go out there and actually put somebody else on their back, you're not 100% sure. So for him, I think he's just trying to get ready physically. He's going to get in there, and when he finally gets in there, I think we'll see that he's ready. He's probably farther ahead himself than he even thinks he is.
From the outside, it's easy to look at it and say, it's your neck. Are you crazy? Why would you risk? You went through. What is it inside of him, inside of you, that says, you know what, I'm going to take this risk and play?
This is a great opportunity that only comes around once in your life. You know, you never know how long you're going to be able to play this game. You never know how long you're going to be able to play here. So for all of us, when you're forced with considering retirement, you know, prematurely, I mean, that's a real tough thing, and it really makes you reflect on all the years you've put in. I mean, you're talking about guys who have done this their entire lives, 20-some years, and you're barely 30 years old. You've been playing football. So it's not all that you know, but it's the most important thing for you at the time.
With the Tuck gone, how do you expect your role to change in terms of, you know,
positions, reps? What do you think will be different?
I mean, I think there's a lot of different pieces, so everybody's working to figure out where we're going to be in terms of the difference in my approach to the game. I think it'll just be a pass rusher. You know, me and I'll be out there as a defensive lineman the majority of the time. If they ask me to do something else, you know, I'll do it. But from what we've seen here during this camp, it's just, you know, rushing the passer.
Is this the first camp you've come into as a starter about an injury situation?
At this position? At this position?
At defensive end, right? Because OC was a, you know, probably successful now.
When I came back the Super Bowl year, I was a linebacker, so probably, yeah.
So is that, that sort of opened your eyes there a little bit?
I mean, it's one of those things. We've always been a group that rotated a lot. Yeah, I mean, so yes, always like being named a starter is always something that's like a badge of honor if you want to carry into the season. But for me, it was all about getting on the field, getting reps, and making the play when it counted. You know what I mean? Like, we always had a group of guys, even when a guy as, you know, as gifted and as talented as Osi wasn't named a starter. I mean, you never saw him take a play off. You never saw him hold his head or anything like that. So I kind of like to follow in that same suit. But of course, I mean, it's a badge of honor to be named a starter. But I mean, you got to earn it. You know what I mean? And the job's not there yet.
You know what that defensive end group has been. You know, you've been a part of it, and now, you know, you and JPP are the last two of this group. You know, how much is that? I don't know, pressure is the right word, but responsibility now to uphold this tradition.
I think to speak a little bit about, Strahan going in the Hall of Fame. I mean, That's a big deal. You know, I played with him. I saw the kind of man he was. I saw the character that he had, his approach to the game. I mean, back in those days when we had the Strahans, the Imani Toomers, the Shockies, Chris Sneeze, and Dave Deals, all these guys. I mean, they approached the game every single day as if, like, this is their passion, this was their love. You know what I mean? And he was able to create, you know, tremendous things off the field. So everybody remembers him. But it's kind of in that same vein of wanting to make sure that when I leave this building, that I can be proud of what I did. You know what I mean? I know he's proud of what he did, and we're all proud of him, but, you know what I mean, I want to continue that legacy. And there is a lot of pressure. You know what I mean? There's pressure from him. There's pressure from everybody that came before him. There's pressure from what we did and didn't do last year. So there's a lot that goes into it. But the bottom line is, when we step on the field, we just got to give it our all.
What's the first thing or thing you think of when you remember Michael Strahan playing with him in his career?
He was just fun, man. I mean, he really did just, he genuinely enjoyed the game, you know, and he always had, joke. I mean, there was an age gap, but he always kind of found a way to fit in because he just had that infectious, like, smile and that approach to the game that, you know what, this is a great day to be out here. I enjoy it. I love it. I'm going to act like it. And he really did. So I think that was one of the first things that stuck with me. He wasn't disgruntled even when they were going through contract disputes and all this kind of stuff. As soon as he showed up, pads were on, he was ready to go.
Are there things that you do either on the field or off the field that you know you got from him?
Just the one thing I will say is I remember him telling me he'll never take himself off the field. And that's one thing that stuck with me. And I think maybe in my career there's been a couple of times. You know, obviously if you're gonna be hurting the team, you gotta let somebody else go in there. But I remember him specifically saying that that's just a chance for somebody to take your spot. Like, I'm never going to come off the field. They're going to have to drag me off the field. And I feel like that's kind of how you have to be. You have to have that mentality of, like, a warrior, somebody who's going to be out there and be accountable every single play.
Guys, as a defensive unit, how difficult is it to go against a new offensive scheme that you guys haven't really seen before in practice? I'm sure you've seen it, something like it in games.
I mean, I'm still waiting for them to call up a huddle, you know, during practice. I don't know. It's definitely different. I think the intentions of this offense are to create chaos and that kind of thing. And so us practicing against it, knowing that we're going to have to see some similar things this year, I mean, I think it's great practice for us. You know, I look forward to seeing them when they actually get it all together and they've got some time to really gel as a group, because we got the athletes over there to really make that thing fly.
You touched upon it a little, but so many teams are using the no huddle right now. Is it almost an imperative that this part of the year you need to be doing this?
Oh, you got to do it. You got to do it now. You got to do it when the sun is out. You got to do it over and over again. I think it's very important because, being in the league for a while, the first time we saw it, we were kind of, you know, knocked back on our heels a little bit. Obviously, as the game goes on, you get into the flow, but you need to be able to walk out on the field and sustain an entire drive of no huddle early on in the season if you want to be successful.